Expert Factory is now open for business. Sound the whistle.
Hey everybody, it's me, Jim, the podcast Sherpa. That's right, I'm on another podcast. You may know me from a podcast called Too Many Podcasts, where it's the podcast about podcasts. But this time around, we are doing another podcast, and that would be this one that you're listening to right now. And it's a podcast designed to make everything just a little bit easier. Our plan is to make an expert out of you. And we will have plenty of podcasters and experts on this show, helping you along with some of the things that you might want to know about. And today is just a special early preview episode. The shows aren't scheduled to launch until 2020, probably January or February. As long as everything goes according to plan and I can get people to respond and send me episodes, everybody has to wait. That's the way that it goes. I'm glad that you're here to join us. And we do have an episode, and I think it's going to be something that's very timely, especially that Black Friday is coming up. But these are tips that you can use throughout the year, and they're definitely very helpful. Am I an expert? Well, no, not so much. But these are some tricks that I've used, and I think that they'll help. So that's why I'm here. And just in case you're wondering, how exactly do you build a factory on Mount Podcastia? My response to that would be, very carefully. Anyway, our show today is about shopping apps. You know, the ones you can get online, on your computer, or through your tablet, or through your mobile phone. These apps will help you save a little money and maybe even make a little money. Have I tried some of these? Absolutely. And we're going to talk about some of them today. I hope when you're doing your holiday shopping or any type of shopping during the year that you can use these tools and maybe it'll help you out a little bit. Fair enough? Fair enough. First things first. If we go old school, there are sites where you can actually get coupons and you can be informed of upcoming deals. So I'd like to give you those websites first, just to make it nice and simple. Those are sites like Brad's Deals, Coupon Cabin, and coupons.com. Very easy to use, very easy to navigate. They will help you out, especially when the holidays come around. They can tell you when good deals are coming up. And I know usually, though it's a little late, right before Black Friday, they may publish Black Friday ads. So you may know what some of your favorite stores will be advertising once Black Friday rolls around. If you want to buy things online or through your phone, there are apps that have what they call built-in coupon codes. What they are, when you're paying for your item and you're in the checkout, there's usually a little box there that it'll say, do you have a coupon code? These apps, if you have them loaded on your computer, will automatically test out codes on there and they may save you money. As long as they're installed and it's a site that the app recognizes, you could save yourself a couple of bucks. Always a good thing to have. What kind of apps are those? Take a look at Honey or Cently. That's C-E-N-T-L-Y. I have both of them in my web browser. They're automatic. And like I said, they have to recognize the store that they're applying the discount on. They're not going to work for every website that you go to. If there are certain sites that you like to shop on, these apps can definitely help you out. Let's say you like shopping online and you want to compare prices on different websites. They have apps for those too, which will also track prices on other sites and tell you if you go to this site, you might be getting a better deal. And for that job, we have apps such as The Camelizer, and Invisible Hand. And I've used Invisible Hand before, and there's often a message that will come up and say, if I'm looking at one site, it'll say, you can spend, you know, $7 less on this site if you click here. So it's a good navigational tool, and it'll help you try and get the best deal. Something that's also very popular with a lot of shoppers are the cashback apps. Now, mind you, if you're using a cashback credit card on your purchases, this will not, for the most part, interfere with any of that. You're making a regular purchase with your credit card. And if you're entitled to cash back based on what you spend, you will get the cash back. These sites and apps don't interfere with that. So this is just extra money that could end up back in your pocket. Keep in mind that some of these sites either give you a check or you might need to have a PayPal account to deposit the money into, or sometimes it may even be in the form of a gift card. Just read the rules when you check out these sites. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of them, and some of them I've tried and some of them I currently use. Here's a popular app that's on your phone. It's called Ibotta, I-B-O-T-T-A. Essentially, when you're using it, if you're shopping for groceries, you would enter the name of the grocery store. And if you were purchasing certain foods that they have listed on their app, you could get money back for them. Nice and easy. Especially if you buy those particular foods, you can make a couple of bucks, you know, and every time I believe you make at least $20, they'll give you $20 back. And I think that one goes into the PayPal account. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that it does, though. Now, what if you don't buy the foods that are listed on Ibotta? You know, because they can be very specific. That's okay, because Ibotta also has links to if you're doing some online shopping, and it will offer you percentage cash back based on the amount of money that you're spending on this site. Usually you'll need the Ibotta app installed on your phone and the app of the site that you're going to. That connects to other apps, but it takes you right there and it recognizes when you're going through Ibotta to shop on those sites, it'll provide you a link. That's how it knows when to give you cash back. And after you shop, you'll normally get a message from them saying, okay, you will be getting a cashback award of so many dollars. That's how you know that it's working. Some other cashback apps that I've used are something called Piggy. And that recognizes a lot of different sites too. And again, automatic. If it recognizes the site that you go to on your computer, you'll see a little drop down and it'll say, you can get so much percentage cashback on a purchase from this site. For instance, maybe if you're shopping at, say, a store like Macy's or Amazon or whatever, and it'll say, for this week, you can get 8% cashback on your purchase. Not a bad deal, right? You have to reach a certain level to get the money back. But if you're doing a lot of shopping online and they're the stores that you frequent online or in person, you could, you know, potentially make a nice little chunk of change. You're not going to be fantastically rich when you're done, but hey, you're spending your hard-earned money. Why not get some of your hard-earned money back? So what else do we have? We have Rakuten. I think that's how you say it. It used to be called Ebates, but this is the new name. I never know how to say it. Again, this is also a site where you can get cash back if you are shopping online or if you have the app on your phone. If you're shopping in the store, you can also get cash back potentially. These are three apps that I've used and I've gotten money back from all of them. So they really do work. They're not a scam. I've never had any issues with my privacy. I know a lot of people are concerned about that. If you're going to give any information, just be cautious of it. But I've yet to hear of any hacks or anything like that. They have delivered on the money that they've promised to give me. So really, no complaints on the three of them, on Ibotta, Piggy, or Rakuten, or Rakuten. I don't know how to say it. We'll have to figure that out. There's also an app called Dosh, D-O-S-H, and that gives you cash back for certain restaurants in your area that you may eat at, as well as certain items you may buy online. Some of these cashback apps are also getting into if you purchase a hotel room, you could get a percentage back on that. Now imagine how much you're spending on hotel rooms at the peak of a certain season. Again, it's not going to be every last site that you buy from, but if it's a site that these apps recognize, you may have some money coming your way. As of now, from Ibotta, I've gotten about $80 back. From Piggy, I've gotten, I think, about 50 or 60. And Rakuten, whatever, the site previously known as Ebates, I've gotten about $40, $50 back. So add it all up, right? That's about $170 out of money that I've spent that's come back to me. And Dosh, I've gotten about $40 back as well. There are also apps called Checkout 51, which is very similar to Ibotta. It's more grocery shopping oriented. And also there's an app which you would install on your browser. I don't know if there's a mobile app for it. It's called Giving Assistant. What that is a cashback application. Again, it'll light up when you're on certain sites. And if you want to, you can donate the money that you get back to a charity. So that indulges your charitable sides. Hey, it's always good to give. Let's say you've forgone all of this. You don't want to be bothered with coupon codes. You don't want to look for coupons online. You're not really too crazy about cashback, or you just don't like the little things popping up on your phone or on your computer. There's still help. There are sites that after you purchase the item, you can get money back if the price of that item drops. So it reduces the amount of buyer's remorse. And those are apps like Earny, which is spelled E-A-R-N-Y, Paribus, P-A-R-I-B-U-S, and Swiggle, S-W-I-G-G-L-E. And again, like I said, they just deal with certain sites. And, you know, there are rules to be followed with that. With these, if you order something and they send you the receipt online, they may want to see a copy of your receipt online or have access to your email. Some people are a little skittish with that. Yeah, that has to entirely be up to you. If you want, my smart suggestion, set up a separate email account, maybe on Gmail or Yahoo or something like that, for just your shopping. This way, your other information doesn't get accessed. Nice and simple, right? What does it cost to set up another email account? Nothing. Gmail, absolutely free. Yahoo, absolutely free. And how much do any of these apps cost that I've referred to? Oh yeah, nothing. They're absolutely free. And they're safe. Honestly, I haven't had any problems or any security issues with those. I really want to stress that. Online, make sure you are using a credit card. Because if you use a debit card, and if anything should ever happen and hackers come along, they could clear out your bank account. You don't want that to happen. But with a credit card, you have that protection. And as soon as you report it to the credit card company, they'll ensure that you won't have to shell out all the money that all of the thieves may have used your credit cards for. Unfortunately, that's a reality of life. And it's definitely a caveat that we have to make you aware of, because we like to be conscientious. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. I think that about covers all the apps that I know about. There are plenty more. You can search for them online. The ones that I've mentioned, like I said, are very safe. I haven't heard about any security issues with these, just to reiterate that. So just a few final thoughts before we wrap it up. Now, here at the Expert Factory, we are concerned about your safety. So when you're doing any online shopping, please shop on websites that you know and you trust, and make sure you see that HTTPS. The S means secure, and you'll see that little lock there. That's how you know it's a secure site. Many people often suggest use a specific credit card for shopping online. This way, it's easy for you to track all of your purchases. And it's a good idea if it's a cashback. This way, you'll know how much money you're getting back on all of these purchases. And also, you could create a separate email account so that all of the vendors will just contact you there and you won't get spammed all day long at your regular email account. Keep in mind that some of the apps that we've mentioned and some of the sites may not work in conjunction. So keep in mind, you can't use two coupon code apps on the same site, nor can you use two cashback apps on the same site. But again, you could use a cashback app and still get cashback on your credit card. And also keep in mind that the rebate sites that I referred to, like Earny and Paribus and Swiggle, they do charge a small percentage of the money that you are going to get back. So don't feel ripped off. That's how they stay in business. And above all, make sure that any sites or any apps that you use pertain to shops that you actually shop at. Otherwise, you're not going to be making any money. Just a little thought. And that's your takeaway. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we will return with our legal eagle, the one and only Dirty Louie.
Hello, is this mic on? Yeah, okay, so I can start recording. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Hello, podcast listening audience. My name is Louis X. Consigliere III. I do not know what happened to Louis Consigliere I or II, and I had nothing to do with it, and you can't prove anything. But I am the legal counsel to Sherpalution Productions. This is the legal disclaimer for this podcast. for this episode and for any other episodes that may follow. Please bear in mind that this podcast is for entertainment purposes, and is not intended as a replacement for professional or legal advice. It is also not intended to encourage the committing of a crime or to cause harm to any other human being. No. We don't want you to do that. Please be nice to other people. We are not assuming responsibility for any of the claims of any of our guests or podcasters or even that guy, Jim, the podcast tripper. Even though he seems like a nice guy, but I think he still owes me a little bit of money from last month's bill. We are not taking any responsibility for any harm caused from the interpretation of this information presented. And it should be presumed that the intended audience of the show is for adults of a legal age. In other words, let me explain. If we have an episode that teaches you how to make a bed faster, and you follow those steps, and you're eaten by an alligator after you do that, we're not responsible. That's basically the nuts and bolts of all this. So I thank you for all your time, and I say, ipso facto, e pluribus unum, and Ariana Grande. And the decision of this statement was based on the case United States versus Owens, where the result was United States 4, Owens 2. We now return back to your podcast. Thank you very much.
Thanks again so much for listening to the Expert Factory. And thanks a lot for coming down to Mount Podcastia. We hope that you've enjoyed this information that's presented to you. And if you can, do me a little favor. Share this episode with someone you think might enjoy it. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. And when 2020 rolls around, you will automatically receive any new episodes that get created when the show is formally launched. Just wanted to let you know that this podcast is available on the following apps: Anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Radio Public. And the name of the show, once again, is The Expert Factory. Don't forget. And also, if you can, aside from sharing this episode, if you can, leave a nice review for us, maybe on Apple Podcasts, that might encourage people to check out the show too. We hope you've enjoyed it. And if you'd like to check us out on social media, just follow the Too Many Podcasts social pages. That's Too Many Podcasts on Facebook and Too Many Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. And on Twitter and Instagram, it's the number Too Many Podcasts. And feel free to follow us along. And in 2020, these two shows will be merged onto the same social media pages. So whichever show you follow, you'll get to hear information about the other show. And we hope that you're following both of them and listening and subscribing and enjoying, most importantly. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at jimthepodcastsherpa@gmail.com. Also, if you're an expert and maybe you'd like to appear on the show, also email me and let's see what we can work out. Until then, have a wonderful holiday season and we will see you in 2020. Thanks again for stopping by. And don't forget to check out Too Many Podcasts on Wednesdays. And you can hear this show on Thursdays. And as I like to say at the end of Too Many Podcasts, Viva la Sherpalution! See you around. Oops. Hey, forgot to tell you one last thing. All of the links to the apps and sites that were mentioned in the show are in the show notes, or as the Sherpa likes to call them, the Sherpa sheet. Just wanted to let you know. Okay, now the podcast is over. You can hit the stop button now. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll wait. What secrets for winning $1 million? Well, yeah. Well, you see, the first thing you have to do is...
The podcast is now over. please disperse. Viva la Sherpalution!